Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, today I have some beautiful things to share with you, which I believe will be a blessing to you. If you have your Bible with you, I want you to kindly turn to Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 18. It says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." It says, "And be not drunk with wine," verse 18, "wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." But be filled with the Spirit. Meaning that a man can be filled with the Spirit. You see, the Amplified Version says, "But be being filled with the Spirit." That connotes the idea of a continuous infilling. You know, most people were filled the day they received the Holy Spirit into their lives. And they spoke in tongues and gave glory to God and magnified God and all. But it's not a one-time experience. It's a continual experience. There's a continual infilling experience. And when you go into the book of Acts, you see that experience communicated. And I want us to look at it right now. Acts chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 1. It says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." Now this is the disciples with the others. They were all together, 120 people. Then it says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So this is the first time we see them being filled with the Spirit. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues, you see. And when you read down, you realize that what they were saying were words full of praises to God, you see. If you read in verse 10, okay, some people came in and heard them speaking with tongues. And they said so many things. It says, Phrygia and Pamphylia, they were speaking in these languages. Their tongues were in these languages, in Egypt and in the parts of Libya. About Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Crete and Arabians. And verse 11 says, "Crete and Arabians, we do hear them speak in tongues the wonderful works of God." So as they were speaking in tongues, they were actually speaking concerning the wonderful works of God. Hallelujah. But this is the first time we see them being filled with the Spirit. They were filled with the Spirit and began to speak with tongues to magnify God. Now, it didn't only stop there. When you go to Acts chapter 4, a similar thing is seen over there. Now, in Acts chapter 4, Peter and John had healed a man who was impotent in his feet from his mother's womb. And the guy was well, and everybody was happy about it. But the Jews and the Pharisees were not happy. So they arrested them, spoke to them that they should not speak in Jesus' name again. And when they released them, they went to their own company. You see, they went to their own company and started praying with them. Now, while they were praying with them, something happened. And that is what I want you to see. Okay, let me read from verse 29. It says, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings." Now, these are the disciples once again praying, okay? "And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." Then it says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. It says, we're all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, this is the second time we see the same group of people being filled with the Holy Ghost. Meaning that it wasn't just a one-time experience. It was more than a one-time experience. They were filled with the Holy Spirit to another level. Hallelujah. So, you don't just become filled with the Spirit just once. It is a continual experience. So, let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 18 once again. It says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God." Hallelujah. The Amplified says again, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. But ever be filled. Other version says, "But be being filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit." Hallelujah. Be filled with the Spirit today. I want you to speak in the language of the Spirit and be filled with the Spirit. Because as you speak in the language of the Spirit, you are filled with the Spirit. And as you speak in the language of the Spirit, you realize that psalms and hymns and spiritual songs will just be bubbling forth from your spirit. You begin to sing praise and offers of glory to God, just as the disciples did. Hallelujah. And when you do that, it strengthens you. It enlightens you. It makes you get to know the Lord better. You see, verse 19 in the Amplified case, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, it says, "Speak out to one another in psalms." Well, the King James says it differently. The King James says, "Speak to yourself." Speak to yourself. That means you talking to you and me talking to me. You see, it says, "Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Be filled with the Spirit today through speaking in tongues. I love you. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.